The Environment Agency are here. They were just addressing a meeting of residents. What actually did they tell you?
Okay, they said that hopefully today a form of barrier, flood defence, some plastic tubing is going to be constructed down the centre of Meadow View to perform a flood defence for part of Chertsey. The five detached houses, which I'm one of them, on the right-hand side, will not be protected. So the water is going to be taken from the Bourne at the back.
It's the River Bourne.
Bourne, I believe, yeah, taken through here, and they're going to direct the water down Meadow View, which is in my street, into Mead Lane, and then the water is going to go onto the back of the Meads. Now, the Meads is already saturated. It's filling up from the Thames and the Chertsey Bourne that have overflowed already. So for the last 2 weeks, we've seen the river levels come closer and closer. They have stabilised, but the ground is saturated, and they're obviously adding more water. The idea of it, what we've been told, is that they have to protect some houses in Chertsey. And the police from Sussex came yesterday and they said, unfortunately, our five houses have got to take the brunt of it and will suffer, and we're on the bad side, to save other houses in Chertsey. But there's not a drop of water in our street.
No, but it's extraordinary, isn't it?
We have no sign of flooding. If they let nature take its course, our house would not flood. It's built on voids because we're built on a floodplain, so the water would naturally flow under the house, but it can only take so much. If they're directing all the water, some guy with copper said that Oxfordshire barriers are being opened and the water is going to be let flowing down here, hundreds of thousands of tonnes of water onto our back fields. But the Environment Agency has just said now that what they're doing, they won't be protecting our house, but we're of no greater risk of flooding. But I can't see how you can say that. By filling our fields up at the back, how can you say that we're not... and you can't actually guarantee any sandbags either.
Well, I was just listening to that conversation. I mean, there were other residents talking to you in that meeting saying, we haven't got any sandbags here. Yep. Can we have sandbags?
And it's not the Environment Agency's job to provide sandbags. That's for the local authorities. And they can put us in touch with people that may be able to offer sandbags, but they can't actually provide them themselves. So they're going to construct this thing at some point today without actually helping to protect our houses. In fact, we've got volunteers here from the rest of Chertsey that have come down and actually looking at houses, how they can put barriers up to try and help our houses.
I'm looking at your house. It's a lovely house, four-bedroomed house.
Yeah.
You've got a young family?
I've got four children, one of which is disabled. We won't be able to even drive down the street by the sounds of it. We won't be able to use the street. We're literally we're like a sitting duck forming part of the river that they're going to fill up.
I don't mean this to be a stupid question, but it probably is. I mean, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about what's happening here?
I feel quite frustrated because it depends on who you speak to. You get a different version of events and why they're doing it.